Welcome to the October 20th, 2021 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes to an executive session, you have the right to hear everything that's being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to go into executive session, the reason for the same shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you're having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded for YouTube. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works for a prepared agenda and will be considering tonight's items in the following order. 7 p.m., discuss administration procedures and revised bylaws, review and approve minutes, new business, and open issues. All right, before we start discussing administrative procedures, did everybody get to look at the zoning ordinance, new one? We're all good with that? Or?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll sign the paper if we're all good with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody's good with the Shoreland zoning ordinance as written?
Yep.
Should the cover sheet be revised?
He's signing it right now.
I'm signing it.
Okay.
Okay, then we can pass them down to Patty.
Yep, and then Polly has to sign it.
Okay.
And then I'll get you guys all up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, Don, the administrative procedures?
Yeah, well, the only thing that, I mean, the administrative procedures, the changes I have sort of come up with there, I put those into the bylaws.
Okay.
So we don't need the administrative procedures we don't need.
I mean, yep.
They're not, they'd be pretty redundant. So the only, I didn't make any changes. I think at the last meeting I asked everybody to take a look, and the main thing was to look at the section on notifications, and that would be under Article 9, public hearings, and that's the main area where if we agree to that, when do we have to do it? So I'm not saying we shouldn't, I'm just saying that we need to just make sure, and let's just go through these for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure. Okay, so public hearings, anyway, all I'm saying there is just, some of this boilerplate. Public hearings of the board shall be called as required by the LZOs, Lyman zoning ordinances, or on other such occasions as a majority of the board may deem appropriate. Notice of all such hearings shall be given as required by law on the LZOs and shall include the date, time, and place of the hearing and a general description of the subject matter. Requirements include: 1. The board must hold a public hearing within 45 days of board determination that the application is complete. I don't think we've had much issues with that.
No.
Excuse me, John, where were you reading?
Article 9.1.
Executive sessions?
No.
Am I in the wrong document? It's the bylaws, right?
Bylaws, yeah.
I have another extra pages attached here from a previous version.
Yeah,
it's not lining up. 9.1, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll hold up.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, 1, the board must hold a public hearing within 45 days of board determination that the application is complete. I don't think we've had much issues with that. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the second one, which is in the requirements. The board must notify CEO, select board, and ZBA at least 20 days in advance of a public hearing. And I'm not, I, that's a little more, I think that's a little, depends where you, that's in the ordinance, I know it is, but.
It is.
So we need to, of course, make sure we do that. And then the board must notify, number three, board must notify abutting property owners, CLZOs, which describes, the Lyman zoning ordinance describes what abutting property, defines abutting property owners. By certified mail at least 10 days in advance. And then four, the board must publish notice in a, quote, newspaper of general circulation at least 10 days in advance. For example, e.g., for example, Reporter and Portland Press Herald. That's, so that would allow us to do some other notifications. I don't, but I don't know of any other, we don't have any, you know, nobody even reads news, I read newspapers, but nobody else reads newspapers.
No, and how about social media? Because the town does announce things on Facebook.
Well, okay, wait a second. So anyway, but as far as, I think those are the only two newspapers I know that are general circulation. I mean, the Reporter is free, you've got to come and pick it up.
Right.
But the Portland Press Herald is the, Biddeford Courier comes in our Portland Press Herald on Fridays as a free one. But I don't know that that gets around anywhere.
I haven't gotten a courier.
But you can get news. Anyway, so that's the only two I could come up with.
Good.
And then the fifth one is the board must publish notice in town hall and on town website at least 10 days in advance.
On website, yeah.
And I didn't say anything about social media because to my knowledge, maybe I'm wrong, but I know there is a, first of all, not everybody is on Facebook. I'm a good example, I'm not on it. But I don't know that the town has an official Facebook.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Is it, who's running it?
That I don't know.
But I mean, is it actually a town?
Town of Lyman, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it may say town of Lyman, but
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, there is one.
It announces. Okay. It announces
that. I didn't put
events,
that in here.
Yeah.
I just said town website.
Mm.
So there's an issue. And then I also, the other next point, which I didn't number, it says, refer to the LZOs for additional requirements for board contract zones, public hearings, and LZO amendment public hearings. So there's some specific requirements in the ordinance if we do a contract zone and if we try to amend the ordinance itself.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have, there's some specific requirements. So rather than state those, it's getting too complicated. I just wanted to cover the general public hearings we do and make sure that we actually, I'm not actually, but that we religiously follow. I can't even say that anymore, religious.
Oh, sure.
No. Make sure we follow, and because I don't want to get any more issues about notification and stuff. It just is, it clouds the issues around the issue we're talking about. It gives people something to say, well, I wasn't notified, he wasn't notified, blah, 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 blah.
Could I interrupt you for a second,
Sure.
Tom? You actually brought up two good points that contradict each other. Or support the other. One, you said in the town website or the town newspaper, but you omitted a social media. But yet you're one of the few that reads newspapers but not social media. And what about those that don't read newspapers but follow social media? We should be inclusive.
I'm kidding them.
Sure. Yeah. But I'm just saying, the wider we disperse the information, have the opportunity to disperse it, the better the public will be informed.
Well, I've got no objection, but my question would be, well, first of all, who controls the town Facebook account?
The select board clerk.
Okay.
Yeah.
But can I ask a question?
Sure.
What happens when the web page is down, like it was for 2 months?
It's a problem.
It's the same thing as if a newspaper goes out of print for a couple of weeks because whatever, paper shortage.
If we know a newspaper is down, I don't know if that's ever happened, but I can tell you the webpage went down for 2 months, and we didn't put anything on there for 2 months.
Again, the more places that we publish, the more possibility people will see it.
Well,
was it shut down for 2 months? That's what I'm trying to ask. Can we not hold the public hearing for 2 months because our webpage is down?
If the town web page is down, but if we still have the social media page and if we still have it published in a periodical such as the Reporter or the Portland Press Herald, we are still covering the bases allowed.
I think you have a valid point. I think the only thing you could do would say, okay, if we knew, for example, that the town website was going to be down for 2 months, and I don't know if we knew that or not.
No, we did not.
See, that's the problem. If, let's say we knew it was going to be down, then I guess we could take a vote to go ahead and come up with some alternative based on
but
the fact.
But we'd be going against, so that leaves a loophole for people to appeal what we did because it didn't get on the webpage.
What did we do before we had webpages?
Well, advertised newspapers.
I mean, I think Patty's saying you got to be careful what you put in because you're held to it, and I agree with that 100%.
I think the town webpage is enough. I mean,
I'm not hung up on the wording. I'm just trying to get it consolidated in one place so that we
If the town website is down, it's down for all town business, which would be like an emergency situation, and I don't think anyone could be held responsible for that.
Yeah.
My issue is some things are announced and some are not. So, if the planning board's announcements are not getting published where select board meetings are or some other meetings are, then that's an issue. Then the people would have a valid beef on that, I think.
But that's an issue beyond our control.
Well,
Could you
reword this in such a way that board must publish notice in town hall and on all official town social media platforms?
I think that's a great way to state
Facebook,
it.
Facebook, by implication, also the official website, too.
Right, whatever town publications or announcements, wherever they're announced.
Town digital platforms.
Can that, please?
Yep. Let's see.
Right.
And on all official town social media platforms.
Right.
I don't know if platforms is the correct expression, but... And when did the website, Patty, was down for those 2 months, was that sort of a contractual issue with the vendor?
Yep.
Yeah. And that, as Sylvia was saying, that's outside of our control.
And in that case, you would post something on the door of the town hall and say, the web is down, and word has to get around. Yeah. But
okay, so you want to just change that, then number five, then the board must publish notice in town hall. We ought to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And on all official social media platforms at least 10 days in advance.
All official town,
that's right.
I'd say official town digital media. Because we don't know how long Facebook is going to be up. Mm. Or someone's going, I'm on MeWe, so just digital media.
Yeah, we don't know where it's going to go.
Okay,
right.
So, and on all official town digital media platforms, at least 10 days in advance.
Because this also puts it that they can sign up for the town emails for notifications.
That's good.
Is there, we don't have a lot of control over... I mean, what's our mechanism for getting stuff on the town website? Who notifies?
We send it to the IT person. We send it first to the board, select board clerk, who sends it to the IT person who puts it on the webpage.
So if we had a clerk, that clerk would be doing that, right?
And the clerk did that for the hearing in question, and he didn't put it on the webpage.
So yeah, so now you're going through three people and...
Well, it's something we don't have control over. It's unfortunate. I know that.
So we want to be careful not to paint ourselves in the corner.
Well, but we ought to say what we're going to do. I mean, if we knew that the town website was down, then I think we should stop holding public hearings. I mean, that sounds sort of strange, maybe. But
the ordinance says we have to have them in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we got to put some pressure on the selectmen or whoever is in charge of it to get the thing fixed.
You have a time limit to have that after you...
We need a process in place where announcements need to... I mean, even if they pass through three different people, there needs to be some signing off.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us have access to anything
town-related. All we can do is follow the guidelines that are given. If we have to pass it on to the selectmen,
Right.
We have done our job, and we have it recorded, and we passed it on.
So when they don't post it,
that falls on them, not on us.
And then we end up before the Zoning Board of Appeals again.
We're still.
And they said it weren't posted, and they can prove it weren't posted.
We still lose.
Well, the only alternative is for us to have the capability of posting directly to
these
digital media. And do we want to do that?
I personally don't want that responsibility.
It shouldn't be a tough thing from, you know, our clerk, when we get another clerk, to the selectman's clerk, to the IT person.
Right.
It goes. Shouldn't be.
Should be a process.
Well, I think the Charter Commission, the secretary, I believe, has had, she said training on the, she does her own, she does the YouTubes. I'm trying to think of, I think she's putting it on the town website too. I think she is, Amber, because she got some training on that. But that, we were doing that 5 years ago on the last Charter Commission. I was doing it because I had access, but it was a different system. I could only put stuff on for the Charter Commission. I mean, I didn't miss anything because one person does it and it's done.
Yeah, I don't even know if the IT person's full time.
No, it's Brian somebody. No, I guess it doesn't make any difference who it is.
Yeah, but that shouldn't matter. Whether he's
full, it does
just whoever it is.
Well, how come all the select board announcements, without fail, go out there? We get notices of all of their meetings and all of their special events.
We do.
But we don't always get the planning board ones.
Here's a point to ponder. This is being live streamed and recorded on YouTube. By the simple fact that we make a statement that we are having a meeting on such and such and such a time, that unto itself is public notification.
Except that
media.
Everyone's on YouTube. To Don's point, not everyone has.
Not everyone's on Facebook.
Remember, we're talking here, we're not talking about meetings. I know there was an issue raised about notice of meetings and subject material for meetings. We're talking about public hearings. Mm-hmm. So public hearings are specifically about a specific, and that's the area that we were getting a ding because they said, well, we didn't know you were going to have a public hearing on this particular subject that you might want to attend. So that's why I'm just trying to address public hearings.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with this wording. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we do see a situation where we're not getting posted, then then our choices are either to postpone the public hearing for another week or 2 weeks or whatever, and then get after the party that's not doing it, which would either be the selectmen possibly or...
See, there's a problem with that because I believe the person that's going to have the meeting has to agree to it.
What do you mean?
I don't believe we can just postpone the meeting.
You mean the applicant?
After we notify them of the meeting?
The applicant has to agree to it because we have a set time limit to have that meeting.
I know. We got 30 days, whatever it is.
Out of which 20 of it needs to be... You need 20 of it to notify.
I believe that.
The CEO
has to agree.
Zoning Board of Appeals.
Well,
but the only way that I would suggest to streamline this, instead of planning board clerk to select board clerk to IT person, could
go directly.
The planning board clerk directly go to the IT person for posting.
Yes. And we should get a confirmation of some sort.
Well, what do you want to do? What do we want to do about this? I mean, we can
leave the language as we've revised it.
Okay.
And about the only other alternative I can think of is
keep an eye on it.
I put some additional language in there in the event of some technical or administrative difficulties that prevent us following this timeline. Then the planning board has the ability to postpone the with the maybe consent of the applicant.
Right.
And that gets kind of wordy. I don't know if I can repeat that.
I know.
I can
rewind the tape.
That's right.
All right. Rather than beat the dead horse here, let me take a look at some wording on that line.
Can we go back to number 3?
Sure.
Board must notify abutting property owners, CLZO, by certified mail at least 10 days in advance. That was an issue at the last ZBA, because we had proof of, there was proof that it was sent but not received.
Right.
And I believe that was not a point of contention. Now, just because they refused to pick up a piece of certified mail, that should not exonerate them from saying, well, I didn't know. If we have done our part to notify, send out certified mail in accordance 10 days.
Do you want to put an additional statement in there or not?
I think so. Which would also cover the other part that has been brought up, that, well, if it was sent but we don't know, then what good is the requirement? Well, this covers it. We've sent it. We have a proof that we have sent it. If you choose not to pick up your certified mail, that's beyond our control.
You don't pick up certified mail. It's handed to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone, and you sign it, so
right.
They get a signature and that's their receipt.
Yeah.
So if there's no signature, they either didn't deliver it or the person refused to take it. And I think if they refuse to take it, I think there's a comment made on there.
Comes back to us.
It would come back to you, right. So, and whoever it's delivered to, if that's not the person, if that's not the party, then they can't take it.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if it was delivered to the wrong house, if they look at it and they say, it's not their name, then they can't take it.
Yeah.
I know. But that's...
Usually we send them to the address and it says the person's name / or occupant.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
For certified mail?
That we send to these properties.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because when somebody sells a property, they don't always come here in a timely fashion and say, I sold the property to Cecile.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no,
so
I take it what
they still have the old property owners on hand.
Mm-hmm.
So they send it to them and they put our occupant. So if you're living there,
right.
It would be for you.
Yeah. But I don't know. I haven't seen that. I mean, I haven't received one of those, so I don't know what it says on there. But that's a point, you know. That's how do you know that it's been delivered? And the post office has been really, really slow too. And we're at that mercy. That's not going to get better.
No. Well, what's the board's responsibility? Making the effort toward notification.
Exactly.
So that has been done. Confirmation back to us that the actual property owner has received, I think we're getting to emerging grounds there. That's one USPS thing.
Right. You know, there was also the email notification. Now, I think more people have email than not.
Right.
And and the town has an option where you can enter your email. And I've done that. Have you done that? You put your email on the website, you can add your email in there, and then you get notices. You do get notices that come right to your mailbox.
Like I guess there's...
So,
yeah, but
I mean,
you can't. You,
we're not going to know everybody in town.
I know.
Email.
Right. Yeah, and if, even if you knew the emails of the abutters, and suppose they didn't answer you,
or got chucked into a spam.
Well, you
know
you sent it. Yeah.
Let's say that they're snowbirds, and in the time frame that the project is going on, they haven't taken the time to put the forwarding email, have their mail forwarded. They go down south for the winter. It gets sent and is stuck in their mailbox until board's mail has to get forwarded.
The piece in the ordinance that covers that.
What's that?
If you don't receive it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
in this section here under public hearings, we put it in there as well. Reiterate.
Does the state have a ruling on that?
I don't know.
I'm certain.
Because if they did, then, you know, we could go by what?
You want me to add something in number three? I mean, right now it just says notify abutting property owners by certified mail at least 10 days in advance. And
I don't think you need that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the requirement is. So you
send
it out,
you do need
send
that.
It out 10 days in advance.
Mm-hmm. I think you do need that. I mean, if you have a court... If you're involved in something that's going to court, they send you a certified letter,
right.
And if you say you didn't get it, you don't show up for court. I think you're still held responsible.
Refuse to acknowledge it does not exonerate you.
Right.
So I think that's what we need to have something in there that says refusal to accept the certified mail shall not exonerate the party.
I think we're getting too much into the...
I think we have that wording already in there.
It's in the ordinance.
Right, but it's not specific to this...
Okay, if you want to...
Yes, it is.
If...
In the public proceedings, public hearings? Which page?
Are you in the bylaws or the ordinance?
I'm in... Let me go to nine.
Remember, I was just trying to consolidate it.
I agree.
It's an easy place to read.
But we have it in two places. We already have it in the ordinance.
Well, the trouble is we sometimes haven't been...
They worded differently.
Sometimes or once.
Sometimes. We don't, you know. It's hard to find if we don't.
All right.
I just want to make sure we go down the road. My goal. Where are you reading, Patty?
Section 8.3.5.
8.3.5.
Okay, 8.3.5. H7.
And it's D.
Appeal procedure.
I'm sorry, B?
D.
B is in Bravo?
D is in Delta.
D is in Delta, okay. The owners of the property shall be considered to be those against whom property taxes are assessed. Mm-hmm. Failure of any property owner to receive a notice of public hearing shall not necessitate another hearing or invalidate any action taken by the planning board.
That's
pretty specific.
Covers that. I think that does.
So it's covered in there. So do we, I don't know, I mean, it's in the ordinance, but is anything wrong with three? I mean, three just says this is what we got to do.
I'm good.
And then...
I think it's okay.
This is an exception. I mean, if somebody says they didn't get it...
There we go.
We have to deal
with
that.
Go back to this. I mean, what else can we do?
Right.
Because we can't go around... The only thing I was wondering was how do you... if you sell a property, for example, if you sell a property, how do the records get updated?
So between April 1st and April 1st, we can't change in the assessing records who the property owner, who gets taxed.
Right.
If you own it on April 2nd until the next April 1st, that person gets the taxes. Mm-hmm. That's why that statement, the owners of property shall be considered to be those against whom property taxes are assessed. Mm-hmm. That's where we go to see who owns the property.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that says we have to do a title search.
Right.
Don't worry much.
Right.
And that's why that statement is in there. It's not to say we don't care who owns the property. We don't care if you get your public hearing notice.
Right.
This is where we're going for the information, and if the property changed hands in between those times, it's not our fault.
Got it. Right. When a piece of property, I'm sorry, does change hands, record of that over in Alfred at the county. Now, how does that, how does Lyman get notified of that?
We go in and search the deeds monthly and pull all the transfers in Lyman.
Okay.
Who is the we?
The assessor.
Okay.
And there she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's covered.
Okay, so the only thing, so any changes I'm going to make is five. I'm going to change that wording on, as we discussed on five, and also look for some weasel words, so to speak, about possible postponement if social media is down. Is that okay? Or do you want to just skip that part? I mean,
I think we've covered five.
I think you should skip that.
Yeah.
Okay, then just leave five as the board must publish notice in town hall and on all official town digital media platforms.
Our obligation is to make the notification with a good faith effort.
Right.
Do just that. Yeah. That should be sufficient.
Okay. And I don't think it was much else that's all I want to change then. You know?
Okay.
Is that okay then? You guys on board with
it? Yep.
Okay, well, I'll have it ready for the next meeting.
I had a couple of things. Let me see. John. See. Section 1.5.
The difference between lot and site. That's B.
not that. 4.1. Section 4.1.
Okay, what's that? Next.
Alternate members.
4.1. Alternate board members?
Yeah, well, you say are allowed to attend all meetings. Didn't we talk about that? Shouldn't it be expected to attend? Are expected to attend all meetings and workshops and should participate in all proceedings, but may not vote on a project?
I thought we were going to put expected in there.
Okay. Well, we'll do it.
I thought
board members are expected?
Yep.
Okay.
Expected to attend all meetings, right? Yeah.
Okay. Expected.
Yeah, I signed up. Okay.
And then should participate instead of may.
And should participate in all proceedings.
Yep.
All right.
And
thank you.
Can I say something about that?
Go ahead, Patty.
So MMA in the planning board manual has a different take on participation by alternates. An alternate who has not been designated to take the place of a regular member at a particular meeting is not legally a board member for the purposes of that meeting. The alternate is really no different than a member of the public, since he or she has no right to make motions, second them, or vote. It is safest from a due process standpoint to allow alternate members to make comments or ask questions only to the extent that members of the public are allowed to do this. Neither alternates nor members of the public should be allowed to make comments once the board has closed its record and begun its deliberations and decision-making process, unless the board is prepared to reopen its record and allow both comments and rebuttal.
Oh, gosh.
Before a decision has been made, that's how I interpret the record. So given that, maybe keeping the may as may.
And may participate instead of should.
I had actually brought that up because I had read that exact same thing and went, oh, I got to keep my opinions to myself. And then Rod brought this forward and says, because if we go by that strict adherence, say we have a long drawn out process going on and the alternate is sitting here quietly, something happens to one of the full members, the alternate gets voted on. Now to start to get them up to speed, you have to backtrack,
right?
Because they, during this whole process, have not been allowed to voice their opinions. So that's why Rod had mentioned that I wouldn't say disregarded it, but altered it so that an alternate member can be actively participate, can put forth ideas, instead of stymieing the process, allows it to continue.
This doesn't say that you can't. It says that you ask the chair to speak. Right. Just like a member of the public has to do.
Pretty much says the same thing it says here, except for after we start discussing the vote, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, so are we saying that we want to change the wording here then?
Just
on 4.1?
Just to expect it. I think that's legit. Keep may participate in there.
May participate, yeah.
Okay.
And it's sort of, to me, it's a little conflicting in that it also states, I think, and I'm paraphrasing here, if a board member is missing meetings or, you know, does not go to a site walk or something like that, has not fully participated in the process of the applicant, of the application, you know, they really shouldn't participate either. Isn't it written there somewhere about that too? So to me, how, if the alternates aren't there at the meetings and participating in the process, how can they
then
really
participate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they should be able to step in.
But it does, for what this says, I mean, if we change expected and leave may, they can participate in the meeting up to the voting.
Right.
Yeah, you're still coming.
Right.
So, okay, where are we? Are we gonna leave it?
We're going to put expected and leave may.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that everybody good with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And let me see. 7.1 was something. Each board member. There was another notice thing. Special meetings may be called by the chair upon request of the majority.
Where are you?
I'm 7.1 on meetings. Provided that notice thereof is given to each board member at least 24 hours in advance, and that no business be conducted other than specified. So I think I was just questioning if 24 hours is enough notice for a special meeting. For that would be a special board meeting.
Well,
you want to change that?
It says upon the request of a majority of the board, so we're all going to be here voting on it.
Well, then you get
well special meetings. You could call a special meeting without special meetings may be called by the chair or upon request of a majority of the board. Or as requested by the Board of Selectmen, provided that notice thereof is given each board member at least 24 hours in advance, and that no business may be conducted other than as specified in said notice. So I was just, I didn't know, 24 hours.
The right to know law says that an emergency meeting can give 24 hours.
24 hours, so that might be what
it can. Even less, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
You can notify the media, news media.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever had a special meeting, have we?
I can't recall.
There's not many reasons why we wouldn't.
I think we had one once where we were redoing the ordinance to make it get done on time.
Mm. I was going to say, didn't you call one a couple of years ago?
Not with 24 hours.
No, we had a week's notice.
24 hours.
Mm. But no, we've never had a 24-hour notice meeting.
Okay, I don't know, I just... You know, I wasn't going to offer anything to change. I just wanted to point that out to see if
okay, well, let's look at, since we have changed this wording on public hearings, the paragraph there in 7.1 that talks about, it says, notice of all board meetings shall be given as required by law, and so all such meetings shall be open to the public, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Notice of meetings shall be posted at the Lyman Town Hall, it should say, not Town Halls. Mm-hmm. We get two. And then it says on the town website at least one working day before the scheduled meeting. Do you want to make that on
social media platforms?
All official town digital media platforms.
Yeah, I keep it the same as the other one, Dawn.
Yeah, that's true.
Consistency.
Same wording. Okay.
But it's likely that within one working day that can be done. Technically, yes, but administratively.
I don't know.
It gives us the option whether we use it or not.
Yeah.
And it makes it official.
Yep.
Okay, and then I'll need, I'm going to add these attachments for the sample wording and stuff. Are there any other changes anybody wants to make?
On 8.2, it says will be noticed and posted as per section 5.1 of this bylaw. And I don't think 5.1 is the right word.
Maybe that's wrong.
Because 5.1 is planning board clerk.
Aha. Uh-huh. How about 7.1?
Yeah, that's probably better, right?
7. Yeah, good catch.
7.1. And...
So if we do all this, you know, this means really we got to wait two meetings between deeming the application complete and public hearing. So
one 2 weeks is 20 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but I mean two meetings.
Yeah, a month.
Okay. Is there any other changes you'd like to make?
Bylaws?
Yeah, to the bylaws. Okay, what I'll do then is, I will redo this. I will send it out before the next meeting, just for your look at, no discussion online. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully, if we agree, we can sign it at the next meeting. Is that okay?
Yep.
Yes.
It's no emergency, but I'll go get it done.
Yep. Now, did everybody get to read the October 6, 2021? Planning board meeting minutes?
Yes.
Is everybody happy with them?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion we accept them as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm abstaining since I wasn't here.
Yep. Well, you've had nothing new come in, Patty?
Can I ask one other, I know you're in pain here, but, whoops. Do we know if that request went out to ask for changes to the ordinances?
Yes, it did.
I don't suppose we've got anything back yet.
Okay.
Do we want to, I don't know, we do have to do it right now, but I'd like if we could, if we're going to schedule some kind of workshops or something, maybe we can, people would just say, okay, just, so what areas do you want to do? In other words, do you want to do land use tables, you know, to try to have a couple of workshops or something to ask for input on what changes we want, if people want to make changes. The public. I mean, I'm not saying that people do or don't. Maybe they don't care until it affects them personally, and then they care a lot. But if we're going to change any of the ordinance, I would like to try to get something ready for, my opinion would be November of 22, because that's when we'll get the big votes. If we go, we can do it in June. That's what we've been doing, but we don't get any votes. I mean, we don't get any, we get a couple of hundred, and we don't get any 500 or 600 votes.
Right.
You know, pro or for, pro or against, I don't care if it's pro or, you know. But just because I think we have some areas where we've had controversy, and I'm surprised we have not seen some referendums or something to change the ordinance, because that's possible, I think, isn't it, Patty? I think you can change it. Changes if people want to submit something.
Yeah, I think they have to write, get petitions. They have petitions. To get so many signatures.
So, I mean, you know, because the ordinance is not something that, I mean, we are all responsible for it, but we haven't created this just for our own use. It's for the town's use. And if there's areas there where people don't want a use, or they think a use should be there and it's restricted, then they ought to have a chance to say that or not and then vote on it. I mean, you open it up a door, but it's something that we ought to try to do, I think. I mean, maybe we won't get anybody any interest, or maybe we won't find anything, but I got a few things that we ought to change, I think.
When we do these workshops, will they be on YouTube, just as you do the chatter?
I would think so.
Yeah. In which case, we may, if people are watching it, we may get input from, yeah. You know, as we discuss different sections.
Or after the fact, after they watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they'll...
I mean, for example, if you go down the land use tables, which we don't need to do right now, of course, but you can say, okay, what are the differences between the three zones on land use?
Mm-hmm.
And we all agree, do we get any input that use in this zone is good and use in that zone is not good?
Right.
I mean, because it's not hard to change, but it has to take a vote of the town.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
And as a result of the ZBA, I caught something at that meeting that, for me in my profession, is a very big deal. We have a term in our zoning that we don't have a definition or a source for.
Okay.
So we use the word lot, which we have a definition.
Yeah.
That states, an area of land with identifiable lot lines established by deed, plan, or other instrument of record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we
Kelly, let's all get carried away.
Lot versus site.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Kelly. A potential change.
It's a potential major change.
Okay, well then that's something that I think ought to be discussed in a workshop or
yeah.
Get some input on it. But I'm not sure, but we don't need to know. We don't need to know now, but I think that would be a point of discussion where you could explain or somebody could explain what's the difference between those two terms and what difference.
Okay, so if there's nothing else that come in, we're going to set the agenda to go over this.
Oh, wait a second. I got one other question. Not so fast. Wait a second.
Time's up.
No,
anyways.
No, wait. We sent out something. We sent out requesting input. I know. The we voted last meeting to have to support that change on the zoning for Huff Road.
Huff Road, yep. Right.
But don't we do we have to set a time for a public hearing on that or something?
We shall have a public hearing. The ordinance says.
Does it give us a time limit?
We have to have it at least 7 days before the vote.
Okay.
Let me read it from the. Okay. I don't want to go by.
I just didn't want to forget about it. That was my reason for bringing it up, not to belabor the meeting.
So an amendment may be initiated by all of those things, planning board, selectmen, or petition. Of at least 10% of the votes cast in the last gubernatorial election. This ordinance may be amended by a majority vote of town meeting. The planning board must hold a public hearing on the amendment at least 10 days before the consideration of adoption. Public notice of the hearing shall be made in accordance with provisions of Title 38, Section 4352.
Okay, so that requires some additional, I think that requires additional requirements in that Title 48. I think it does. So anyway, okay, but then the idea then would be to do the public hearing on that as part of maybe any other changes we want to make to the ordinance. So that's one big change that we would want to flag and put into a bucket saying we want to consider that.
All right.
And then if we get some more changes, we can get them consolidated and then do a public hearing on maybe all more than one public hearing. And cover them all at once so people understand what we're asking for or suggesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Done, I think.
Rod, can we just make note of the reason you have that list of gravel pits?
Right. Oh, yeah, what is that?
Okay, it's what is that?
It's to show that they, so this year was the year they had to have their biannual inspection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they all have had it.
Oh,
so
good.
That's just a list of all the pits, where they are, and when they have their inspection.
Oh, good.
And the process is, before they can open up a new cell, they have to reclaim what they have.
Reclaim the 5 acres, yeah.
Oh, that's good. So that's worked pretty well.
5 acre cells.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, nobody wants to come back and reapply. So for the next meeting, we have we'll go over our visions for them. For us, and anything else that comes up.
I have a question. What's the issue with the our clerk? I know she left, right? And are we advertising for a new one or the planning board clerk?
I don't know. I know all I can say is that from the hiring committee perspective, we had a bunch of applicants, and there was another applicant that was recommended. That was not the original one that was accepted. And I think the selectmen were going to reach out to that person to see if that person was still interested or not.
Okay.
Because of, and so I don't know where that, from the hiring committee has not looked at, we had 43 applications. We parsed them, we came up with some, we interviewed, recommended, and then we ended up with the one person who just quit. But there's another one, apparently, that was on the recommended list. So I don't know if anybody wants to say anything about that. Probably not at this time. So those are a possibility, right? There, I don't know.
They've reached out to that person.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll work. If not, I guess it's back to the drawing boards again.
Re-advertise? Or resumes?
Well, we have a bunch of resumes. We can go back through them again. But,
it might be worth it.
It's a little frustrating, just from the point of view of administration.
Mm. Well, you may find the right one this time.
I don't never know.
You know.
Well.
Hey, Rod, I got one thing today.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to do a public apology to Cecile, because the last meeting I interrupted her while she was speaking, so I want to make sure that I publicly apologize to her.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
You interrupt me all the time. That's all right.
Okay. You're way over there, though.
Well said. Well right, said.
So if
well
we have
said.
Nothing else official, I'll make a motion we close the meeting.
I'll second.
All right. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Kelly, you can stay.